Hello and welcome to another edition of the Tech Teachers. I'm Ray, a physics teacher.
And I'm Holly, and I teach Spanish.
And this is a show about technology and education and where they overlap as much as possible.
This is show 53, and you can find our show notes at thetechteachers.blogspot.com.
And you can give us feedback at rayandholly@gmail.com.
Holly is spelled H-O-L-L-Y-E.
We should just record the intro and use the same one every week. We're almost like robots.
The show number changes, though.
Oh, that's a good point. We could like just have a gap.
We could have a clip.
53.
I'll say 54, 55.
There we go.
Yes.
So the show will be probably up middle of the week sometime. But it is another show for this week. We're still keeping to our one per week.
Yes.
And we have a good excuse for our delay in probably putting the show up.
We bought a plasma TV this weekend.
Yes, it's a 42-inch Vizio, and we'll talk more about that on the holiday special. If you remember last year, we did a video special with Santa hats and a fire and all that. We have a fire going right now, and it is going to return.
Yes.
The holiday spectacular.
Stop it. This is so cheesy already. Would you quit it? No, it's fun, but we are going to give some good gift ideas.
I think plasma TVs may make the list.
I think so, possibly.
Or LCD TVs or flat panels in general.
Sure, we can talk about all that.
Yep.
And we want to release more around the Thanksgiving time, so when people are starting their shopping.
Shopping, yes. So I think last year it was a kind of an impromptu, hey, let's do a holiday thing. And this time around, we are planning a little more in advance.
And we're going to do it in video.
Yes, we're going to do it in video. There'll be an audio version of it, but of course, this is something, if we're showing off gift ideas, that video will be much much better.
Much more conducive.
Yes.
Yes.
We are testing out the fireplace now.
And it seems to be working.
The apartment is not filling with smoke.
Right. Very nice. Ooh, our first fire of the season.
First fire of the season, yes. So what's up on tonight's show?
Well, we're going to speak a little bit about a brand new video game we got.
And yes. Shocker, also, right? Us talking about a video game.
Yeah, I know.
But this is an important one.
Very important. And then I got an email from somebody helping me out with the free video content.
Good.
So I'll give that side out and talk about it.
So short and sweet this week.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So with the plasma TV, I think maybe one of the reasons pushed for the purchase was the game. Gears of War for the Xbox 360. We should also mention, if you're not aware, that for this holiday season, give you a heads up, Nintendo Wii and Sony PlayStation 3 will be released in limited quantities right before Christmas, sometime here in the next couple weeks.
Really? Because I keep hearing January.
Supposedly, they're both going to launch before Christmas.
They should, obviously.
Yeah,
but
the Nintendo Wii definitely, and the PS3 is supposed to.
Right.
Also, if you hear your kids talking about that in the classroom, that's what's going on. They're just two new video game consoles, and we will bring you more during the holiday special.
Right.
But new game for the 360 that should sell amazingly well for good reason is Gears of War. It's an action-based game, and do you want to describe it, Holly?
Sure.
There's a commercial
First, though, I was going to say, you might have seen the ad on movie trailers, or usually it's airing during sporting events, I've noticed.
And unless you know what Xbox 360 is, you might not know you're watching an ad for a game, right?
Right. It is nice.
It's a nice commercial.
And yes, the music in it is incredible. It's Mad World.
Mad World. And you downloaded it, right?
Yes, I did.
Because of the commercial for the video game, you downloaded the music.
I love this video game. It is incredible. And it is a shooter.
It's violent. We should warn you. It's violent. It's a mature rating. There's lots of cursing.
Right. But some of my students are playing it.
And they're middle
schoolers. Told me about it.
Now,
yeah.
I think you can turn off some of the violence and language like you can do in a lot of first-person shooters. But, of course, you know, kids aren't going to do
that. Would you recommend it then? Your brother is 13, right?
I would say it depends on how offended you are by the F-bomb.
Okay.
If you're okay with your kid hearing the F-bomb in the context of a movie, mm-hmm. I would say it's fine in this game. It's not like he can make the character say it. So you're not, I mean, you can't just have it every other word type of thing. But every once in a while, it's like going to see... If you let your kid go watch Die Hard, maybe that's too long from now. Let's see. What's some current action film? Help me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. Let me just say, though, they're shooting aliens.
Yes, they're not shooting people.
Yeah. And the aliens are so cool looking.
But in the multiplayer online, they can shoot other people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You can do a versus.
But I would say the violence is just up there with any normal game. Mm-hmm. It's very realistic and very intense.
Right.
But as far as, like, over-the-top violence, it's not... I mean, I guess the chainsaw thing is a little gruesome, but other than that, it's just your normal first-person shooter level violence. And but the language is a little bit worse than some other games.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like any film where there's prisoners or bad, you know, like real rough guys, if you'd let your kids see that, it's nothing worse than that.
So far,
we should say we're only halfway through the game. We have no idea what's coming next.
Right. But. And I'm so into sporting games, but... You know, just sports games only.
But you
and
like
I don't like
this.
Shooting games, really. But I love this game. We're trying to defeat the aliens. It's so much fun.
It is fun. It's probably, as far as a split-screen game goes, for a story mode, it's probably the best thing since Halo.
Right.
And maybe I think it's better than Halo, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. I think it fits. Yeah. It's the perfect game for consoles.
Right.
And it is real. I mean, the graphics are very, very realistic, and the gameplay is really, really intense. You get done playing this, if you're playing the right hour of this game, like during the right part of the story, you feel stressed out.
Right.
You feel, I mean, it's it is intense. But yeah, so check that out. If you have a 360, it got great reviews from like everywhere. It got amazing reviews. Anytime an action game, it's not a first-person shooter, anytime an action game gets that much universal acclaim, it's probably game of the year type stuff, and it really is. It is worth it. It's worth buying. I believe this is the first game where even if you don't have a high-def TV, it's now worth buying a 360 to play this game.
Yes, definitely.
It's that good.
Yes.
And it'll only be on 360 because it's a Microsoft Game Studios production. So
oh really,
yeah, so it'll only be on 360, so the only place you can get this amazing experience is on the 360. I sound like a salesperson anyway.
Yes.
And all the games look great on the new Plasma. Yeah. So what's up next? That's more than enough on Gears of War.
Yeah. I think so. We get excited about that. Well,
I dreamed about it.
Yes.
Did you dream about it?
No, but I thought about it at school.
Thought about school during the day?
I don't think about anything at school but what I'm doing there, you know, ever. And so thinking about it means that it was incredible. I really wanted to play it. I wanted to run home and play it.
And it's very much, it really draws you into the world.
Yeah.
It really draws you into the world. Like all great games, you get very involved in the story. You get very involved in the action. Mm-hmm. It draws you in.
You really feel like you're there, yes.
You feel like you're there. It's well done.
Definitely.
Is it to the level of art?
Let's not go there. I don't know about that. Anyhow, I wanted to thank a listener who sent me an email about learner.org.
Speaking on emails, I'm way behind. I apologize to anyone that sent me emails.
Yes, I was going to say, before I get into that, though, we are very behind on the emails.
We will catch up.
And by we, I mean you.
But the one thing I have read them all. I just haven't replied to them all. The one thing I will say, AAC is gone unless we get a flood of emails saying they want it. Basically, everybody just said either put it in a separate feed or I really don't care. I don't want it.
Right.
So nobody really wants the AAC. And because I put it in the same feed as the MP3, some people were actually bothered by it. And I apologize for any inconvenience that may have caused. I will take it out of the feed.
So you were able to put photos then with the
audio and chapters and stuff like that, but nobody seems to care.
So you should apologize to your mom because that will no longer be.
Oh, my mom's the only one. Yeah.
You can just send her photos.
I can just send her the pictures.
Yes. Okay. Anyway. So one thing I like is that sometimes listeners will send suggestions, and this really great one was for learner.org. Because last week, if you remember, I was talking about where can I find free video content for my classroom.
See the guy from the UK that offered to...
Yes, and there was let's not talk about that.
Say names.
No. But somebody else emailed me, learner.org, and basically you have to sign up, but it's free. And they had all different types of subjects on there. They didn't have a lot of stuff for foreign language, but the stuff they had was really usable and good stuff that I can use in my classroom. So I would say check that out if you're looking for free video content for your classroom.
I say YouTube. Now I have the kids giving me YouTube clips for extra credit. That's what you should do. Tell your kids, find Spanish clips that I like, you know, or explain them or something, and you can get extra credit. I've been getting a flood of neat stuff from YouTube.
I don't know that I want to send my kids to YouTube.
Oh, it's dangerous. I didn't send them to YouTube. 12 and 13 I just year said, olds. But they all use
and
YouTube.
And I don't want to be responsible for the parent that gets upset that I told their kid to go to YouTube.
I didn't specifically say go to YouTube, but okay. Now they've seen several clips. I have one student, and they used it in their project, a clip of a Rube Goldberg machine. You know what those are?
No.
It's where they all this stuff happens. It's this big setup. And you just get it going, and all this stuff happens to do some simple task at the end.
Right.
And a clip from a Japanese television show. So it was all in Japanese. And this guy was announcing. So think like Iron Chef, mm-hmm. except with Rube Goldberg machines. And it was very, very good. And then after that, somebody showed me a clip with Family Guy of a Rube Goldberg machine. It was hysterical. Classes loved it.
Oh.
So I got to show Family Guy.
Family Guy.
It was related. Okay,
I got to say, I don't know. I've had kids come in with Family Guy t-shirts on that were inappropriate, and I made them turn
the t-shirt
inside
out. Oh, this was completely inappropriate. It was just the machine.
Okay.
He got the machine going. He's like, this reminds me. The clip just started. This reminds me. And you can look it up. Do a Family Guy breakfast machine on YouTube, uh-huh. and you will find this clip, and you can watch it. So Family Guy
I don't know.
Breakfast machine. I showed it to you, didn't I?
No.
Oh, I got to show it to you. It's funny. It's funny. Mm-hmm. If you don't remove gold machine, it's like, oh, this reminds me of this breakfast machine. It does the whole thing. And at the end, there's a little punchline.
Okay.
It's ever so slightly violent.
Okay.
But not too bad. I mean, it's comic violence.
Right.
No cursing or anything like that. So.
Yeah, I shouldn't be questioning your appropriateness. I know you're probably overly appropriate in the classroom, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I definitely err on the side of conservative.
Yes.
All right, so what were we talking about?
Learner.org.
Learner.org, yeah. That's all about? Uh-huh. So did you, okay.
I have not used a clip yet in my classroom, but that's because they didn't have anything about what we're studying right now. But I can see some that I will use in some of my units.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of clips, mm-hmm. Science Club will be recording a new show the end of this week.
Okay.
And it's Mentos and Rockets. Mm-hmm. And I got to think more and more about this is that you know, even at the middle school level or a physical science level, the Mentos, if you do it as the rocket way, is Newton's three laws, and it's a little bit of thermodynamics and the whole nucleation sites and bubbles forming. You'll have to check out the clip. It's not going to be up yet, but the gist of it is, instead of just having the soda shoot up in the air, you drop the soda from some height, let it hit the ground, and then the soda shoots out the back, and the Diet Coke bottle goes flying like 40 feet up into the air.
Oh, that's neat. Did you try it then?
It worked. I did it with Sierra Mist, but it's going to work better with Diet Coke. Okay. And I have like 10 rolls of Mentos and 10 2 liters of Diet Coke. So we're going to do a lot of them.
Great. Where'd you get the rolls?
And hopefully everybody stays away because there's a little bit of a safety concern. So I'm going to have kids on the perimeter keeping other students from like getting too close.
Oh, I see.
Because we're going to do it after school. And one kid has to watch the door. I had a student, the one test, just did one. Had a student hold it because we did it. We dropped it near the school. Because there's a good place to drop them and keep everybody away. Everybody still be able to see. And the kid had the door open a little bit. The soda that shot out the back of this thing was enough to slam the door in his face.
Whoa.
It was moving. That soda was moving. It empties out fast. Now, the soda's not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
But the bottle in the first couple feet, while there's still some soda in it, maybe.
Right.
Maybe not.
Well, that
somebody might get a bruise.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. No one's going to be anywhere near it. Anyway, what else do we got?
That's it.
That's it? That's the entire show?
Yes.
This is a record. We are at the 13-minute mark.
Yes.
And the show is over.
Well, we just wanted to check in.
Check in? Mm-hmm. Let people know what's going on?
Yeah.
A little bit of content. All right, we had a site of the night. What was it again?
Learner.org.
Learner.org.
I also have another site.
Oh, what's your other site?
Okay, this is just for fun. You're going to make fun of me. I told you about it. HowManyOfMe.com.
Oh, my.
Okay. No. You can just go there and see how many people have your name in the United States, according to the U.S. Census data, which isn't total and complete.
Yeah, but so HowManyOfMe.com?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's fun. There's nobody with my name.
So we have two sites tonight. Nobody with your name spelled the way it is.
Spelled the way it is.
H-O-L-L-Y-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and you have 21 people with your name, by the way, I checked.
Even with my middle name included?
Oh, I don't know. It was just for, I did the first and last name.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of those.
Yeah, I'm sure there's nobody with your middle name, but anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
An interesting end to the show. A short show. I will hope you enjoyed it.
Yes.
Look for the holiday special. We're thinking next week. We'd like to get it out. I guess next week's Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. If we don't have the holiday special out by then, like to have it out for what's it called? Black Friday.
What's Black Friday?
Black Friday, right?
What are you talking about?
The Thursday, the Friday after Thanksgiving. Isn't it called Black Friday? It's not Good Friday.
What? I've never heard
Black
of
Black Friday? You never heard of Black Friday? All no. the sales, this is when the companies go in the black, or they oh, go in the red, right? Or okay. they stay in the black, or go in the red, or whatever.
You don't know what you're talking about. I'm sure.
Yes, I do. Look up in Wikipedia.
No, I know, but the color thing, I think you got it wrong or something.
It's like the red ink or the black ink.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you know what? That makes sense, but it just sounds like you're mourning something.
No, but I'm mourning okay. anything. We're shopping.
Okay.
All right.
Well, great.
I'm Ray, a physics teacher.
And I'm Holly, a Spanish teacher. Why do you say
that? I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.